Welcome back to the Business Behind Your Business podcast, a podcast to help your business grow and thrive. I'm your host, Paul Sweeney. And look, we like to keep bringing the conversations to you to help your business grow and thrive. And, you know, bringing into the mix some case studies, some tips, all designed to help you grow a great business. So what have we got lined up today? Well, I thought today would be a good idea to sort of follow on from our previous discussions on business planning and the action planning that we've discussed recently, talking about making sure that you actually implement your plan to achieve those specific goals that you've set and be realistic in the actions that you're going to take. Now, we talked about how there is a need for planning and look, we don't need to align our planning with any particular date or financial date or year. We can just start a plan today and get moving. But the need to set specific goals and then from those goals determine the specific actions you're going to take and of course, implement your plan. So we looked also at the reasons why a lot of business plans never get off the ground or they don't work for business owners. So what we wanted to do now was actually have a look at, well, yeah, you've got your plan and you've got, an idea of what the impact's going to be, but how is that actually going to play out? Okay, so if you've got a plan to grow your profit by $100,000 in 12 months, what does that look like? What's the steps that are going to happen to do that? So there's going to be maybe some increase in sales. So how's that going to look? And then how's the cash flow going to work? How is your cash flow going to be impacted by those steps that you're going to take? And it'd be great to know or at least have an idea of what that's going to look like before you go ahead. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about this situation where it'd be good to be able to forecast or be able to see the future. Look, we can't see the future, we can't predict the future, but we can be very good at mapping out what our cash flow and profit are going to look like if we follow a particular course of action. And, you know, using some figures, Spotlight Reporting, which is a tool that we use in our accounting business, it's used by a lot of accounting firms worldwide to produce these forecasts. So the research that they've done is that 82% of the time, one of the key contributor to the failure of a small business is, you know, a lack of cash flow, inadequate cash flow, or poor timing, poor understanding of the timing of cash flow. So a lot of business failure is tied back to cash flow concerns. So what we're going to look at today is we're going to talk about this idea of a three-way forecast. A three-way forecast for a business involves projecting, analyzing the three key financial statements here. And you know, a lot of people, when they talk about financial statements, they talk about a profit and loss or an income statement, as some people call it, or balance sheet. But we're also going to talk about the cash flow. So three key things. Now, what we're doing here is we're not just doing a simple spreadsheet. We're not just doing a simple spreadsheet forecast because a lot of spreadsheets, they're only one-dimensional. And generally, when we do a profit forecast, it's very hard to make those adjustments for cash. And then, of course, yeah, the balance sheet gets often forgotten. We might do a profit and loss, but we've got to manually transfer some figures into our cash flow. And then by the time we've done that, we don't tend to worry too much about the balance sheet. And that can have an impact as well. So what we're going to do here is look at a tool called a three-way forecast, which includes your profit and loss, your cash flow, and your balance sheet all in one action. Okay, we generate all three of those aspects, all three of those ways of looking at your business, the forecast of the actions that you're going to take in one tool. So it's a great outcome. We've used it very successfully with clients of ours. So just to make sure we're crystal clear on what we're talking about here, there's three different reports in here that we're looking at, or three different forecasts that we're looking at. So the profit and loss or income statement, that's a summary of your revenue and your expenses and comes up with your net income. So we're looking at accounting or tax or profit. We're going to look at it over a specific period. So we might look at monthly profits or we might look at quarterly or even annually. So what we're looking here is the effect of profit. Now, cash and profit. We've talked about this in the past, that profit and cash are not the same thing. You know, we can have items that increase profit, but they haven't generated any cash. And a classic example of that is where you've made a sale, but you haven't been paid yet. So the sale is recognized as a revenue item at the time you make the sale, but until you get paid, there's no cash coming in. So profit and cash are not going to be the same. So the profit is one report, the balance sheet side is another. And that balance sheet, what that is actually a snapshot of your financial position at a particular point in time. So a profit and loss measures your performance over a time period. Your balance sheet gives you a snapshot of what your position is at a particular point in time. And usually that's at the end of a reporting period, which might be the end of a month, end of a quarter, or the end of a year, whether that be financial year or calendar year. So there's three main sections in your balance sheet, and one is your assets, what you own, what works for you, so the resources that you're going to use in your business, your liabilities, which is what you owe, what the money that you owe might be in the form of trade credit, taxes, employee entitlements, or it might be loans. And then we look at equity, which is the difference between the two. So if your assets exceed your liabilities, then you have a positive equity. If it's the other way around, you're actually in a deficit, and that's something that we need to address. So balance sheet items like loans, maybe asset purchases, dividends, owner's drawings don't directly impact your profit and loss. Obviously, if you're buying an asset, we've got depreciation, and that affects your profit and loss. And maybe if you've got a loan, there's interest effects that affect your profit and loss. But some of these balance sheet items can affect your cash flow. So if you're drawing money out of your business, it doesn't affect your profit and loss, but it does affect your balance sheet because it reduces your equity, but it also affects your cash flow because you're taking money out of your business. Similarly, if you've got a loan and you're repaying, then you know the money is coming out of your business, but there's no corresponding deduction. There's an interest deduction, but it's not going to be the same unless you've got an interest-only loan. But in general terms, the loan repayments are not part of your profit and loss. So we've got those two aspects. So we've got our profit and loss, we've got our balance sheet, and the cash flow statement is the third. So cash flow statement tracks your inflows and outflows of cash or cash equivalents, so things like credit cards, over a period of time, usually monthly, quarterly, annually. And there's three main categories of your cash flow. So, and the main one that we're concerned with is the cash from your operating activities, the cash flow generated by your operating activities. And we always want that to be positive. We always want that to be positive, not negative. If it's negative, it means that you're expending more cash to fund your operations than the revenue you're bringing in. So the other two aspects, we've talked about operating activities, we're looking at investing activities, and that's really like investing in new equipment. For most small, medium businesses, the investing activity you do is investing in your equipment, resources to help you operate your business. And then the third one is finance, and that's really money coming in from loans or money going out from loans. They're the main ways that small, medium businesses finance their cash flows. So we've got those three activities in there, and they all tie together to give you a net outcome of what your cash is. Is it a positive cash flow or is it a negative cash flow? So when we bring all three elements together, we've got a really comprehensive forecast, and that tells us a lot about the financial performance or the likely financial performance, assuming the criteria that we've set up. So we've got our business plan. We've been working on our business plan. We've got our key actions, and we know if we do those, what's the effect going to be? And that gives us a better idea about strategically, will it work? Will it generate the cash? Will it generate the profit? So when we can see those variables, those actions put into our forecasting tool, the outcome shows us, you know, will it fly? Will it actually work? Will it generate positive cash flow, positive profit? Okay, and then that helps us with decision-making about timing, about how much we commit to it, or whether we actually defer that process until we're in a better cash position, or whether we need to borrow money to make this happen. So there's a lot of information that can tell us. So it's a really powerful tool. Now, the other stage of that is not just to do one forecast, and this is the beauty of this forecasting tool. Or the process, actually. Let's talk more about the process than the actual tool, because there's many tools that can do the same thing. But let's talk about the process. Normally, what we do when we're preparing these three-way forecasts, which includes your profit and loss, cash flow, and your balance sheet, is we look at three scenarios. So your normal scenario, what happens if your revenue drops as a scenario? Maybe we might plan for a 20% drop in your revenue, or we might plan for a 50% increase in sales. So what's going to happen there? So we look at the scenarios and come up with, okay, well, that's our expected outcome. This is a really good outcome that we'd love to achieve, but what happens if that doesn't happen? What happens if the sales don't meet the level that we want? How's it going to impact? Are we still going to be in a positive position, or are we going to put a strain on our cash flow? So it's great to know the outputs or the outcomes, likely outcomes from our actions before we actually go and do it. So it's close enough to predicting the future in a financial term. So other things that can help us with is, you know, understanding how our spending is going. What are our trends with our spending in terms of profitability and cash flow? You know, do we need to make some changes? How quickly are we going to run out of money? You know, if we don't get the revenue that we need, but we're still committed to the expenditure, how quickly can we afford to last without any income before we run out of money? It might also help us identify there's some expenses in there that really aren't generating income, but like if we cut some of those expenditures, our business would be better off, our cash flow would be a lot stronger. And you know, we've had this situation. I'm going to go into some examples of how this has really been a helpful tool with clients. But identifying cash flow cycles, we've got some clients who have a very seasonal cash flow. So they're actually a school, and their cash flow cycle is very seasonal based on when students enroll. So generally 4 times a year, corresponding with the school terms, is where their peak cash flow is at the beginning of the terms. So we're looking at monitoring their cash flow based on the seasonal nature of their business. Other ones we've got where their revenue is lumpy. We know it's going to occur in particular months of the year, but their expenditure is quite even from month to month. So it helps us plan when those lumpy cash flows are going to occur and then what's the effect of on the business when we've got that consistent spending but the lack of cash coming into the business. At what point are we going to run down? And what's that level of safety that we need to keep an eye on before we run into trouble? So, you know, a very useful tool. So I just started talking about some examples. So, and look, forecasting like this, it's really powerful. Everybody's gone through the COVID situation and particularly had a lot of clients, I wouldn't say panicking, but quite concerned about what was going to happen to their cash flow and their business with COVID and moving from a physical environment to very much a virtual environment. What would be the effect? So we've actually went through this forecasting tool with a number of our clients and helped them identify, well, hang on, we're still committed to these expenditures. And if we go into a lockdown and we're not physically there, what expenses are going to not happen? So we can take those out. But also then what is the effect if we lose a percentage of our customers? And we did that with a best case scenario of not losing any customers to losing maybe 20% of our customers to losing 50% of our customers. What was the effect? And what that actually did was it gave us a clearer picture of the expected cash flows, even in those scenarios of losing 50%. But, you know, if we lost 50% of the revenue, we also lost a portion of the costs. So we could see very clearly what the effect would be. And the conclusion was that, yeah, this business is going to be okay. Okay, not going to be great. The cash flow is not going to be superb, but it's not going to be disastrous. Yeah, they can still afford to move forward, still going to be profitable, still going to be cash flow positive through all of this, but they're going to have to make some changes. And we could see the effect of making some of those changes on their cash flow. So that was important to see. And the big thing there was it really changed the mood and, I guess, the outlook of the business owners there. You know, we went from this situation of, you know, complete uncertainty. Nobody knew what was going to happen to actually giving a little bit of a surety about, okay, we're going to be all right through this situation. We're going to be able to get through this. And even if it goes for 2 years, look, that we've got time to implement some changes to our business and change our income model, change our expense model. But in the short to medium term, we're going to be really, really on top of things. And the good thing with this client is that they actually took the initiative and did this planning well before the first lockdowns were announced in Sydney. And, they were on top of this. They actually identified the issues and, you know, they had a plan weeks before the lockdown did actually eventuate. There was a lot of talk about it. A lot of businesses just ignored that completely and thought, well, it's not going to happen. But they were very proactive. And as a result, they've come out the other side quite strong. Whereas a lot of businesses that didn't do any planning, sort of just waited for things to happen, they're struggling at the moment. But yeah, the cash flow forecasting, the three-way forecasting, so we had a look at profit as well. Because the profit, the other side of profit is, if we look at your profit figures, we can actually plan your tax commitments. What's the impact on your income tax? And that's a big thing as well. So we've got a lot of businesses now returning to profitability after a number of years of, you know, break even or even loss making. So we can actually identify, you know, what's the taxation impact and how's that going to affect your cash flow going forward? Because tax is a big leakage from your cash flow. Okay, and a lot of businesses don't plan for those tax commitments, those timings, you know, whether you got your quarterly goods and services tax returns, your withholding returns from employees, or your income taxes, your installments of future taxes. So a great part of this is this process, this forecasting process, this three-way forecast is actually looking at the effect of taxation on your cash flow. The other side where it comes in really handy, and we've seen clients who are not quite sure, they're sitting on the fence about whether they expand, because expanding means they've got to commit a large sum of money to capital. But do they use a cash? Do they borrow? You know, what's the effect in terms of profit? What's the effect in terms of cash? And then, so if it makes no effect on sales, what's the impact? Are they going to be able to afford the repayments on this new piece of equipment? But on the other side, that new piece of equipment, that's actually going to help them generate more income. So we did, in terms of the scenarios there, we looked at, well, okay, bring in the new equipment, but there's no increase in sales. Yeah, can we afford it? What's the impact on cash? Okay, it's marginal break even maybe, but if we bring in the new equipment, it's actually going to improve our processes. It's going to improve the efficiency. So it's actually going to cost us less to produce. So even if we don't increase our sales, our cost of production is going to be lower, and that's a win. But also our cost of production, our ability to produce is going to be significantly increased, which means we have more capacity now. So we can increase our sales, we can increase our marketing, we can try and sell more because we can produce more easily. We can meet the demand of our customers. So a very powerful tool, very powerful indeed. So key things to remember here is that the three-way forecast, and if you're not doing a three-way forecast, at least do a cash forecast. Very powerful tool, but it also complements your business plan. It complements the actions you have decided to take as a result of your planning, your goal setting. Your goal setting leads to actions, which leads to activity, but it's great to see what the impact of those decisions is going to be before you actually implement. It shows you what will happen to your profit, your cash flow, your balance sheet when you follow your plan. If your plan works the way it should, what's the impact going to be for you? And that's a great thing. Helps you see in advance, you know, the best case, the worst case, and gives you a lot of peace of mind from understanding what your profit and cash flow is going to look like if you proceed. And that actually makes a difference. Some for a lot of business owners between doing nothing and making those actions happen, implementing those plans. So it gives you puts you in a great position to identify where you're going to be if you move forward. Okay, helps you make smarter decisions, and you can see the difference between success and failure, which is great. So we're going to wrap it up now. Thank you for being with us today. If you're a regular listener, we love your support. We really appreciate it and love to hear your stories as well. So please get in touch with us at thebusinessbehindyourbusiness.com, and we'd love to hear from you about the things that are going really well, but also the questions you'd like to have answered on the show. So reach out to us. You can email us at podcast@thebusinessbehindyourbusiness.com, but don't forget to subscribe in your favorite podcast app, whichever tool you're using to listen to us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And please, look, if you think another business owner could benefit from some of the discussions we've had, then please share the podcast with them and show them how to subscribe in their podcast app. So thank you again. I'm Paul Sweeney, and we want you to have a great business.